All right, well, it's good to see all of you out this evening. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll begin our study in the book of Ecclesiastes. Father, we thank you for this good day, and we pray that you will speak to us through thy word. Pray that you will help all of us to do our best for these. We prepare for the Lord's Day and prepare to teach our classes. I pray that you will help us, to learn from this meeting, and we pray you'll bless the other meetings that are going on at this moment. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's look in Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, and we'll read verses 1 through 7. And this is the 12th lesson in this series, the second volume of lessons that we're studying in the book of Ecclesiastes on the entitled The Conclusion of the Whole Matter. As we come to the first verse, Solomon says, by the inspiration of the Lord, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the days when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Of course, the lesson that we're dealing with this week in our classes is entitled Our Day of Departure. And our day of departure is the day in which we leave this world. And we all are headed for that day. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 27, it is appointed unto men once to die. We all have an appointment with death. David said, there's a step between death and myself, just a step. And our lives could end swiftly or they could end gradually as we grow old in age. And as Solomon speaks of this process, this aging process, this is the way he is talking about how his life is coming to an end. And so we understand that we have an appointment with death. But we all want to live as long, as, of course, as we possibly can. And Solomon then, as he's speaking about life, begins to conclude this chapter talking to us about death. And between verses 1 and 7, just a few words, the Lord brings our attention to death. Look again with me in verse number 7. He says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. When we read that word dust, it reminds us of Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 7. The Bible says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we understand that our bodies, our physical bodies, were fashioned from the dust of the ground, formed by the Lord. And God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we became a living soul. As Solomon says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. That's our bodies. Our physical body is going to return to the dust from which it came. And he says, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. We are eternal beings. God did not create us to just simply expire, but God created us for all of eternity. And where we spend eternity is determined by what we do with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse number 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if the Lord Jesus is the way, then that means there is no other way. If he's the truth, then there is no other truth. And if he is the life, there is no other life. So if we're to have eternal life, if we're to live forever with God, how we spend eternity depends on what we do with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that if we do not accept Him, and we're trusting to have people in our classes this Sunday who will not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and we want to be able to bring them to a saving knowledge of Christ, and want them to understand that if they do not trust Christ as their Savior, there is no life outside of Him. And forever, they'll be confined to a place called hell. And so we must prepare for our day of departure. Not only those who are lost who need to be saved, but as Christians, we must prepare for our day of departure. And as we look inside the lesson guide, there are three things that we'll see in this lesson. Number one is the potential of the present. Let's look again at verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, "Remember now." There's the key word. "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain." What Solomon is saying to us here is serve God now while you have the opportunity. Serve God. Don't put it off. Don't delay. One writer said, our delays become denials. And oftentimes we find ourselves putting off the service to the Lord. Young adults may say, well, until I'm more established or I have a wife or whatever the case may be, I'm not going to be able to serve God. Young couples may think, well, until we have more financial stability and more time at home, we're not going to be able to serve God. And what happens is people put this off and put it off until the days of their years have come to an end. And they look back on their life and they realize their opportunities have been wasted. So Solomon says to us, what we do for the Lord Jesus Christ must be done not in the future, but in the present. What we do for the Lord Jesus must be done now. So we must trust Him now. We must live for Him now. We must read the Bible now. Many of us think, when I have more time later on down the road, I'll be able to establish a more consistent Bible reading. Or I'll be able to pray more as I have more time and I don't have to deal with these children, or I don't have to deal with certain things that are going on in my life. I'll be able to establish this. But God says to us, do this now. Don't put it off. The potential of the present. And we must remember now that this appointment with death is coming to us all. And in the light of this, Solomon is saying to us, serve God now. The potential of the present. And then sometimes we say, well, we'll do it in the future. And the Lord Jesus speaks to us about that in Matthew chapter 6, if you'd like to turn there with me. In Matthew chapter 6, this great Sermon on the Mount. And the Lord Jesus Christ tells us in verse number 25, "Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?" And of course, we know the Lord has already said in His Word that our life does not consist in the things which we possess. And Solomon had lived his life in that fashion and found out that it was all vain. And so the Lord tells us we don't have to worry about those things in our life. Look at verse number 34. The Lord Jesus says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." He's saying to us, don't worry about the future. Don't add tomorrow's problems to today's living. Just trust me and allow me to take care of you. And I'll do that, he says. If we seek him, he says he will add these things to us. And so we are to serve God now, the potential of the present. And we must help folks who are in our classes to realize, no matter what their life situation is at this point in time, though they may think it's going to get better and they're going to have more opportunity to serve God, we must take the opportunity, the time that we have now, to serve the Lord. Not only do we see the potential of the present, but then Solomon begins to speak to us about the passing of our years. And he uses this figurative language in verses 3 through 5 to explain to us that as we grow old, our bodies are aging and changes are taking place. I know many of you will have a lot of fun with this as you teach this in your classes. Look with me in verse 3. He says, "In the days when the keepers of the house shall tremble." And this keepers of the house is referring to our hands. And speaking about as we grow older, our hands will begin to tremble. "And the strong men shall bow themselves." And this speaks, of course, of our legs, the strength of our legs. And as we grow older, they begin to weaken. And then he says, "The grinders cease because they are few." This is speaking of our teeth. And we understand as we grow older, our teeth begin to fall out. Folks wearing dentures and all these things. And I remember my grandparents always putting their teeth in the little box at night and cleaning them out and storing them up on the shelf and every morning getting them out and putting them back in. And so this is all coming to us later in life, some quicker than others. And so our grinders will cease. And then it says, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. This is speaking of our eyesight. Our eyesight is being darkened and growing dimmer, and we can't see as well as we once could as we grow older. Then also in verse number 4, the doors shall be shut in the streets. And we believe this is speaking of our hearing. And then it says, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. We believe this is speaking of sleeplessness. Folks, as they grow older, sometimes are not able to sleep through the night. And they sleep much lighter than they used to be able to. And easily awaken. And so he's speaking to us about this. Then also look with me. And he says in verse number 5, and they shall be afraid of that which is high. This is the fear of heights. Fear of heights. Also, folks, as they grow older, have a great fear of falling because the body doesn't heal as quickly. The balance isn't there. We've already talked about the fact that our legs are not as strong. And so there's a great fear here. And then he says, and fears shall be in the way. This speaks of being very cautious and very safe. I remember my grandmother, when she knew I was going out to be with my friends, or especially when I remember when I started working at UPS, and I'd work at 11 o'clock at night. She would tell me, she says, now, listen, you call me before you leave, and even want me to call her when I got to work at 11 o'clock at night just to tell her I was there and safe, just overly cautious, concerned. And I can see how even though I'm a young man, or at least I think I am, how I become more cautious in my own thinking. And so this fear in the way. And then he says, the almond tree shall flourish. And the almond tree, when it would bud, would have a beautiful silver color. And we believe this, of course, is speaking about folks' hair as they grow older. It's graying. And so we see the aging process. Then again, look with me in verse number 5, the last sentence. He says, and the mourners go about the streets. These mourners would cry in the streets when someone was about to die. And we know that as we grow older and older, we see the inevitable event of our death coming to us. And so you see the passing of our years. And this is all used to teach us that this day of death is coming. It's coming to us all. And it seems like the older we grow, the faster it goes. I'm speaking of time. It just moves by quicker. And so Solomon is saying, in regard to the passing of our years, death is inevitable. And so we are to serve God now. And then the last thing he says to us, we see the preparation for eternity. Look in verse number 6. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. And we believe this silver cord speaks of our life. And when it is loosed, and that pitcher is broken, that bowl is broken, that is the perishing of our physical body. And we understand then that we're heading for eternity. And so what must we do in the light of that? Number one, we must know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. And if we know this, then we must secondly yield to Him, be obedient to Him, serve God. Thirdly, we must give our lives to God now and not delay. There are many folks who are not, as Solomon would say, as he would address this message, as he addressed it in verse number 1 to the people who are in their youth. We're dealing with people in all stages of life. The great lesson for us here is serve God now with what time we have left, with what energy we have left, with what light we have left. We must serve God now. So give our lives to God now and not delay. And make every day count for the Lord Jesus Christ. And help the folks in your class to realize, hey, this day is coming to all of us, some sooner than others. And we must make our lives count for the Lord Jesus Christ. May we not waste another day and take full advantage of the opportunity God has given us. Let's pray for a great day this coming Lord's Day. Father, we thank you again for your word. I pray that you will help us. I pray that you will use this lesson this week to help us understand that we're heading for eternity. And Lord Jesus, I pray you help us to number our days and to make every day count for thee. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.